Tell us about that experience on Praise the Lord, on TBN's Praise the Lord. How was that experience?
Well, I've been on TBN several times, and I think my greatest experience on TBN was when the Fort Pierce, Florida station allowed me to host my own show. I do a lot of outreach, and I really, really love ministering to young girls and young women. And I do a lot of outreach at the Orlando Rescue Mission here in Orlando, and I have the opportunity to work with little girls who are homeless and just really instill self-esteem and just love on them a little bit, you know? And so I had this idea to do a show geared towards girls' ministry and reaching out to young girls in the community. And I pitched the show to them, and they were really excited about it, and they allowed me to do it. And so I was able to pick my own guests and bring on my own musical guests to be a part of the show and talk about how we can reach the next generation of young girls, how we can raise them up to be godly women, and how to have an effective youth ministry at your church, and how to bring up girls who are community driven. So it was an awesome, awesome, awesome show. I had several friends of mine who I know are great examples, young women who are great examples, who were able to, you know, speak to the girls in the audience and speak to the girls at home, viewing at home, and they shared their stories and they shared their testimonies of going through hard times and, you know, transitions in their lives. And even one girl was molested and had been raped, and she shared that story. And it just, it really, really was an impactful show. And so I think that was my most memorable TBN experience.
Bobby Jones Gospel, how was that experience?
Oh, that was really great. I actually did that with Martha Munizzi. And I think they even still air that show now. And it was several years ago that we did it. But it was an incredible experience, and we also had the opportunity to be a part of his cruise, Bobby Jones Gospel Cruise, and they're just really, really, really sweet people, and, you know, it was just great to be a part of what they're doing.
From your project, Believe, what are some songs that you kind of favor that you like more on that project?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I can pick. I honestly do not know that I can pick. Right, I mean, everything is so fresh and so new right now. I love all of the songs, and really all of the songs are a part of my journey, a part of my experience, and a part of my encounter and my faith walk with God. So I don't really know that I can, like, separate one just yet that I like the most. I mean, I really, really, really love them all.
Okay. Hey.
And I'm hoping that listeners will have the same experience, that they will just, you know, that they will be drawn to them and they will really love them, because each song kind of, you know, has its own place. Like I said, we're walking people through this journey of believing in God, believing the word of God, and believing God for the impossible. So we're making really, really definitive declarations. One, about who God is. Two, about the truth of his word. And three, about him being a God that can do anything and everything, and learning to get to that place where you completely trust in him. Now, I do know from that night, people are raving about, we did an arrangement, a trio arrangement of 'Tis So Sweet. And people are raving about that. They keep asking, when is it coming out? When is it coming out?
Hey.
So I know a lot of people love that. And it was such a fun song to do. We kind of took it and we put a different kind of spin on the hymn. And we kind of made it a little bit acoustic soul, kind of. So it was really fun to do.
Who do you want to pick up, Believe? Do you want the young ladies to pick it up, or do you want older people to pick it up? Who are you targeting?
I want everybody to pick it up.
Okay. Hey.
Are you kidding me? I want anybody and everybody to buy Believe.
Right, that sounds great.
There is no age limit. No, but really, this is a message for this day and for this time. This is a message for everyone, young and old alike. Like I said, there are people out there every day who think that there are so many options. We are bombarded as young people. They're bombarded with so much that we didn't have to face growing up. And they're faced with so many different choices. But what I want them to know is that there is only one way, that there is only one truth. And that is Jesus, and that is the truth of his word. And so, you know, I want people who, believers who need to be strengthened in their faith, I want them to pick it up. I want people who are lost in searching, who don't know about who God is, I want them to pick it up. I want people who are facing some kind of impossibility, be it an illness or a sickness or a marital problem or financial difficulties, I want them to pick it up and be encouraged. So, you know, this is really, you know, I don't know that there is a specific target other than somebody who needs to be strengthened in their faith and somebody who needs to be encouraged by the word of God.
In our remaining minutes, how tough is the recording industry? Or is it tough?
It's very tough. It's very, very, very tough. And I'm fortunate to be surrounded by people who, you know, can keep me grounded and people that I can bounce things off of and get wise counsel from. I think the most important thing, yes, this is an industry, but above all of that, this is service. It's ministry. It's what God has given. It's the platform that God has given me to share his gospel. And so I can't ever, and we should never lose sight of that. No matter what the trends of the industry may be, no matter what, you know, things people are striving for in the industry, because, of course, you know, it's driven by awards, it's driven by record sales, it's driven by radio spins and all of that. And all of those things are great, and that's how you know, that you're reaching people. But at the end of the day, you can't be driven by those things. You've got to be driven by what God, the assignment that God has given you, and making sure that you are reaching the lives of people and touching their hearts and seeing transformation happen.
It is our guest, Mika King. The project's called Believe, and the single, which is simply entitled God is Bigger. Go out, pick it up. Mika, you've been a blessing, and we thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. It is Mika King in the Gospel Spotlight on Star 1310.